You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
Interview with Guadalupe Rodriguez from Rainforest Rescue, the World Bank, and Oil Palm. Oil palm monoculture plantations are not and will never be sustainable, say environmentalist organizations such as Biofuel Watch, Rainforest Rescue, Ecologistas en Acción, and the World Rainforest Movement, after the review process, more formal than real, of the World Bank investments in oil palm. Oil palm plantations, that is, huge monoculture plantations produced for the food, cosmetics, chemicals, and agrofuels industry, has devastating consequences for the population, the environment, and the climate. Nevertheless, they have been funded by the World Bank for decades. In the past 10 years, the criticism to this agribusiness has increased alarmingly, which has forced the World Bank to open a consultation process about their investments. This is why, from August the 31st to September the 1st, a consultation session was carried out in Frankfurt, Germany, with disappointing outcomes for the communities, said Guadalupe Rodriguez from Rainforest Rescue to Rio World Radio. According to the organizations that are opposing the expansion of this crop, the consultation process by the World Bank is a front that doesn't take into account the rights of the countries and the affected peoples. We demand the World Bank to immediately stop funding palm oil projects, said the activist. Despite the World Bank presents itself as an institution to fight poverty, our opinion is just the opposite. Poverty conditions are worsened and the opportunities for a true development fade whenever the World Bank is present. The interest of the World Bank in funding this kind of projects is to expand the crop in order to make palm oil less and less expensive, and this implies an uncontrolled and unsustainable growth. Palm oil multinational companies such as Wilmar cause serious human rights violations, are responsible for the displacement of people who live and depend on rainforests, cause destruction of forests and their biodiversity, pollute lands and water sources, and worsen climate change. However, these claims are not heard in the debates promoted by the World Bank. The ethical implications of this agribusiness are simply not discussed, said Guadalupe.
You're listening to Real World News.